That's right, guys. We welcome to Below the Belt Show, one of the stars of AMC's The Walking Dead. And I'm glad we've got to see him return this season. He's been one of the original players in season one, and he's on Below the Belt Show. On the line right now, guys, we have Juan Pareja.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Gabriel Pareja, best known for his role as Morales on our favorite show, The Walking Dead.
That's quite the intro, guys. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. By the way, us Walking Dead fans in studio definitely popped big when we saw you return, because I follow the Walking Dead Wikipedia, and your character and your family were given an unknown status. So basically, we had no idea.
A big mystery.
Yeah, you've seen that page before, right?
I think it's been a while, but yeah, the last time I checked it, yeah, they keep track of who's dead, who's a mystery.
Exactly.
And Morales is a mystery for quite a while now.
For 7 years, you know? But we finally got to find out. When you got the call, Juan, first of all, what were your thoughts? What was going on through your head when you got the call that your character was coming back?
Well, I was incredibly excited. I didn't know what to make of it. It was a voicemail. I was in the middle of an audition at that moment. When I got out, I got the voicemail, and kind of, as you can imagine, I was quite surprised to get that call. It was completely unexpected. And, you know, I immediately called back, and definitely, nice. It was basically kind of like a testing the waters call, checking my schedule to see my availability, if I would be interested, should they, you know, want to revisit that story storyline, and I was like, absolutely, I'd be interested. Maybe I should have found out beforehand to what degree and what capacity, but I was definitely excited to come back. However they wanted to write it.
That's quite a resurrection. Christ did it in a few days, and you took 7 years.
It took me just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer.
Well, that screams actually a spinoff show, you know, I guess, because that's 6 years where we didn't know where Morales was, right? 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
And that was a big question. Anytime I'd run into fans of the show and at any conventions, that was the big question. It's like, what happened to Morales? What happened to Morales?
And ¿Qué pasó?
You know, the writers finally decided to answer that call.
Yes. So did you know all along that Morales was still alive and well? Are you allowed to answer?
You know what? In my heart of hearts, I knew it. But other than that, it was a crapshoot. Who knew what the writers were up to? I did have a strong sense that it was a real possibility, just because the show just doesn't like to leave those loose ends and kind of those strings hanging. And that's what I always kind of kept the hope open and the possibility open. After a few seasons, I stopped kind of holding my breath, but definitely it seemed like a possibility that someday might come to pass. And sure enough, as you guys saw, indeed it did.
Yeah, man, I was really ecstatic to see you back. Now, obviously, unfortunately, for those of us that have seen the episodes, you only stuck around for 2 episodes. Was that the original plan, unfortunately? Did you see a longer arc for Morales?
No, honestly, I was kind of kept in the dark up until, like, just a week before shooting. And even with that first call that I told you about, that was just a tentative call. We're like, well, maybe in a couple of months we might give you a call. And I was like, okay. but I was really kept in the dark. And I had no idea what the storyline would be or how many episodes it would be. And it was just pretty much a leap of faith and then just trusting for the best, or hoping for the best, rather, and being prepared for whatever, you know, might come my way. But honestly, it was kind of thrown for a loop, honestly. When I got the script, and it was a moment having to take that adjustment, kind of having my expectations or my hopes rather, and then making that adjustment in the moment, like just a few days before shooting, to realize, you know, where they were going with it. But you know, so it was always, as far as I found out, which was really kind of shortly before shooting, mm-hmm. that was always the plan according to them.
I see. Well, I personally would have loved to see more. Morales and representing the Latino community on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, you exactly, and me both. Exactly. You and me both, man. When I first got that initial call, I hit the gym. I got it, that personal trainer.
You wanted that love scene with Rosita, right?
Preparing and making Morales. Say that again.
You wanted that love scene with Rosita, right?
You know it. You know it, man. You know what I was getting ready for.
Christian Serratos. You got to love her, right? I mean, they killed off Abraham,
everybody on the cast is so fantastic.
Yeah, so you look very closely.
How can you pick your favorite?
Yeah, well, it's obviously Andy Lincoln, who played Rick, your favorite. Everyone says phenomenal things about him when we've interviewed actors on The Walking Dead. Now, of course, your scene was with Rick Grimes himself. What is Andy like behind the scenes?
Oh, he couldn't be more of a gem, really. He was just an absolute... From the very beginning, even on season one, he really set a tone of just a generosity of spirit and support and availability from day one that I really think set a tone for the rest of the cast and just for seasons to come. And he was very, very receptive from the get-go. As soon as I saw him, it was a big hug, it was big smiles, gave me a very nice, warm welcome back. I lamented the nature of the scene as it was playing out, but... It was a very nice dynamic to have that friendly kind of support as the scene was playing out of these two guys that, you know, seemingly hate each other.
Right.
Yeah.
These two characters. It was nice to know that I had that connection with Andy beforehand, and that we were on the same page, kind of making our way through that crazy scene.
So, was your character initially always going to leave in that first season, or was there ever plans on making you like a part of the cast permanently?
As far as I remember, it's been a while back, but it was originally a guarantee of 4 episodes,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken, with a possibility of more, you know. So it was just another one of those things where, like, you know, do it, see what happens, and then at that moment they kind of just disappeared from the show. And
was that hard for you?
And then the rest is history, as you know it.
Like, you were like one of the originals on the show. Was it hard?
Yeah, man.
Was it hard throughout the years? You seeing the show just blow up into this huge thing, and was it hard, you know, not being a part of that for all these years?
I don't know if it was hard, really. It was great to see your peers succeed, and great to see everybody else move forward, and the show do as well as it did.
See, that's great. And, you're a better man than I am. I'd be a hater all these years. I'd be like, forget that show.
No, not at all.
You're actually a good person.
Because I continued to be a fan of the show. My wife and I continued.
Oh, good.
To watch
that's
the
awesome.
That
that's
was
awesome.
My next question. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. No, big fans and supportive of the show. You know, it was really wonderful to be a part of something so spectacular that, you know, became this global phenomenon.
So you've been caught up.
That I will always appreciate.
So, Juan, you've been caught up on every episode when they called you back on set for season 8. You're already caught up.
At that moment, yeah, I had been. I confess, I haven't watched the last couple of episodes because I have a little 10-month-old baby guy.
Congratulations.
My world. Yeah. Thank you so much. But he's definitely a handful, and makes the leisurely watching of the shows that we used to enjoy a little bit more of a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Did Morales have an arc in the comic book?
No, you know what? Morales was never in the original comic in the graphic novel.
Okay.
That was a kind of an addition in the creation by Frank Darabont, along with Daryl's character, who was not in the graphic novels originally. And I think maybe somebody else, but no, Morales was one of the originals, just kind of that was added by Frank Darabont, and. It was actually originally kind of a solo guy who did not have a family. I actually showed up for the table read.
Oh, okay.
And to my surprise, at that moment, it had been written with a wife and 2 kids and kind of just added a whole different dimension to the character as a family man that I thought really kind of created this kind of a mirror or a parallel to Rick as the only other kind of real, other than kind of the dysfunctional family of Carol and Ed and Sophia, the only other kind of nuclear family that was there surviving the apocalypse. And I think that added an interesting dynamic to the character, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So, unfortunately, Morales met his fate with Daryl's crossbow. What was it like shooting that particular scene, and how did you guys make it look so convincing with the crossbow arrow through your neck?
I don't know, man. It looks like they might have done that stuff in post, man. It was a little CGI arrow. It's just a flesh wound,
honestly.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Very cool.
You know what? I say if Carl can take a bullet to the eye and survive, maybe Morales can take a little flesh wound arrow to the neck. Who knows? That scene was really intense. It was quite. I mean, if you saw I'm sure you saw the episode. It was a good chunk of dialogue, almost like a 4 or 5 page monologue. So it was pretty heavy lifting. But like I said, connecting with Andy beforehand, it was solid back and forth between the two of us, and definitely a mutually supportive kind of scenario. It sucked that Daryl kind of put the button that he did on the end of it.
Yeah,
it didn't matter, not one bit. And I was like, come on, have a little respect. But
Norman's a really cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
How's everybody
great,
else, though?
Man. It was great.
How's everybody else backstage? Because I know you met a lot of them early on, and I'm trying to think that who was actually around
then.
Were they all still pretty humble?
Basically, the familiar faces that I got a chance to run into when I came back for season 8 was kind of limited and restricted to behind the scenes crew and some producers and stuff like that, because the nature of the scene and my participation in this little comeback was kind of limited to working with Andy and Norman.
Okay.
Other than that, I didn't really get a chance to connect with the other folks, which is kind of I was sad that was the case. But, we'll have to see each other on the convention circuit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And as you know, Fear the Walking Dead 1 takes place in a different timeline. So they just announced that Lenny James will be a part of Fear the Walking Dead. What are your thoughts on that? And could that also be...
crazy is that?
That's going to be insane. I'm still curious of how they're going to do it. Obviously, it's going to be that time in between. I'm curious if also your character, Morales, could be included in that as it's, a prequel of sorts, and you could return on Fear the Walking Dead.
Why not? I think there's definitely been some response from the fans who were disappointed to see Morales kind of come back and leave so quickly.
Right.
They were hoping for more. So there's definitely an appetite for a little bit more of Morales out there. We'll see what the writers come up with. But I thought that was crazy exciting. I'm a little confused with the whole timeline thing bugs me out, because I know it's something that happened prior to The Walking Dead. And so I'm not sure why he... I feel like in the same talks of him being on the new show that he had to leave the old show, so I didn't understand why.
Well, yeah, he was
prequel, that it would affect the timeline of him being on the actual Walking Dead.
Yeah, well, he was away from seasons 2 through 5, I believe, and he came back in 6. I think that's how they're going to work that out.
Was he gone that long?
I think
really?
Right, Chach? Morgan's character? Lenny James' character, Morgan.
I thought he came back a lot sooner, my bad.
I could be wrong, but I knew that that's kind of the way they were going, because everybody thought it was Abraham, because they were in Texas, and that'd be a way to get Michael Cudlitz back into the spotlight, but that didn't happen, unfortunately.
Sure.
But they're actually...
I think that took everybody by surprise.
Yeah, they big news for Fear of the Walking Dead. In addition, Jenna Elfman's joining the cast, and Maggie Grace, so you have two big names... Two new cast members joining Fear the Walking Dead. I don't know if you heard about that.
I have to watch it now.
You're a fan of Maggie Grace or Jenna Elfman's?
Well, I mean, just this whole, people to the cast.
And, of course, the tie-in now. So I think would you think that was more of a marketing thing to kind of gain viewers from The Walking Dead to watch Fear the Walking Dead?
Oh, who knows? I haven't been keeping up with the numbers. I know they've dropped a little bit, but they're so strong still. I can't imagine them just doing it just for that. But there's smarter people making these decisions. Who knows what goes into all these choices?
That makes sense.
But yeah, we'll see. I'm excited to see how that plays out.
I'm excited too. So watching The Walking Dead now, since you are a fan of the show, will you be? Cheering or rooting for Rick's group, or will you be rooting for the Saviors?
No, man, that was a bummer. I'm Team Rick all the way.
You are.
Okay.
Even still.
Even if you were a savior, right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm good. I'm telling you, my heart of hearts, you know, the truth that I hold. You know, the writers chose to write Morales in a certain scenario, but, you know, I was bummed out. I was totally hoping to connect with Rick and the gang and you know, move that group forward somehow and contribute to their well-being in the apocalypse. So I'm still rooting for Rick nice. Because I believe that if Daryl hadn't just jumped the gun, it looked like I felt that that Morales and Rick were on their road to perhaps connect again and be shown the light. But we'll see. I'm definitely rooting for Team Rick.
Nice. That's awesome to hear. So let's talk about a couple other projects you have. Boone the Bounty Hunter and Mad Families. You're actually going to be working with Charlie Sheen and, well, we know him as John Morrison from WWE, but it's John Hennigan.
John Hennigan.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Those are some fun projects, actually, that came out actually last year. And you can see both of those online, I think, streaming on different outlets. On Crackle, you can see Mad Families, which is a fun little comedy, my first kind of a foray into the world of comedy.
Oh, nice.
And then also, I just a couple of weeks ago wrapped up an episode on Chicago Med, which should be airing in January, like January 16th, I think.
Oh, nice.
And then for other fans of just zombie genre type video games, a couple of years ago, I did Dead Rising 3, but I actually just finished some voice work, quite a bit of voice work on State of Decay 2, which is a big kind of zombie apocalypse video game that's pretty highly anticipated and should be coming out in 2018.
That's great how video games is just another outlet for actors to get involved with. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. I like to have my hands in all the different kind of creative outlets and opportunities out there. It's a whole kind of new ball game and frontier with just the level of production going in and money going into these games, and just the quality of the output is just mind-blowing, really, and especially with the coming advent of virtual reality. I can't even imagine where it's going to go with that.
Oh yes, yeah. So video games will come a long way for sure.
Are definitely on the horizon.
Fantastic. And really quick, I was curious on you working with Charlie Sheen. What was he? Did you work closely with him for the project? Was this for Mad Families?
I did. He was fantastic. to be honest,
the
I
Warlock,
was a little nervous.
The Adonis DNA. What do they call him? Vampire blood?
<That's> right. yeah, Tiger blood.
Tiger blood. Yes.
Something like that. There you go. No, he was great. He was really professional. He was really on point. He really. Was a gentleman through and through and made me feel comfortable and kind of, you know, he really kind of just made me feel like one of the guys and put me at ease, because everybody there pretty much at that point has a lot more kind of under their belt and a little more kind of recognition and clout and work behind them. So, yeah, he just kind of made me feel like, you know, one of the guys and very comfortable. So that was really nice. He was great.
Fantastic.
No complaints, no horror stories, no drama, unfortunately, to share.
No cocaine
smooth,
strippers to share?
Sailing. No.
Tú eres casado,
sí. I was witness to, at least.
Yeah, tú eres casado, sí, yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Well, Juan, you're fantastic. It was awesome having you on Below the Belt Show. We'll have to look out for you in The Bounty Hunter, Boone the Bounty Hunter and Mad Families. Online now, of course, you can watch on demand The Walking Dead. Revisit Juan Gabriel Pareja's appearance as Morales on The Walking Dead. If you could, before we let you go, let us know who you are from The Walking Dead, and you're on Below the Belt Show, or listening to Below the Belt Show, and then maybe throw out a Morales catchphrase at the end.
All right. Hey guys, I'm Juan Pareja. I'm Morales from The Walking Dead. You are listening to the Below the Belt Show. And yeah, I'm Negan. We're going to settle your shit, Peaches.
Yes, that was great. Not many nailed that on one take. No, that was very good. Yeah. And you didn't even ask any follow-up questions.
It was clear. It's your training. It's the NYU Tisch School for the Arts. You went to one of the best.
There you go.
You went to one of the best acting schools in the country.
That's what they say.
Yeah. So you're in good company, man.
I was kind of I am. I appreciate that. I was a little naive when I went through the process and didn't I guess I don't know what I was thinking, but I just kind of looked up at the last minute when some of the top schools for that and went for it without fully grasping, I guess, how competitive, I guess the competitive nature of the school.
Yeah.
But it was really a wonderful experience. I love being in New York. I definitely miss it. It's been quite a few years since I've been back, but
I love the city.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Nice. Juan, you're awesome. Thanks so much for calling in Below the Belt.
Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. Be well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Likewise.